Thank you so much for being here for this presentation, which will be about the Collabora Office Android app and what is inside. So, but before we can see it and I can show it, the details of that, let me first get into the history. Because as you can see, like, it's a quite a lot of history in this. Like, the work on this started more or less in 2011. And like, the first thing with LibreOffice, because you can imagine, like, it's a huge code base, and getting it to Android meant, like, first to get something on the screen, which was pioneered by Michael and Tor. So thank you for starting this at all. And it was, like, incredible amount of effort that was needed for this. Because, like, for example, the linker just allowed, like, 96 libraries to be loaded at the same time, and of course, like, LibreOffice itself had like several hundred, and it used some component stuff so that, like, it was all loaded on demand, and yeah, like, you know, all this had to be overcome to the state that actually, like, something got on the screen. The debugging of this was a nightmare. Like, the stuff was not ready for the native debugging at that time at all. Like, you had to upload something to the device, put some weights into the startup procedure, and, you know, all these nightmares. But they succeeded. So they've got something on the screen, which, like, you can see tablet inside. There was the screen of LibreOffice, but of course, like, this is not what you expect from the mobile app. So, like, it was unusable in this state, but it was possible. So the next step was, like, trying to get some whole screens, whole pages on the screen, which seemed like a good approach at the time. So it got it to the application that, like, had some list of screen, document pages, and you were able to switch in this. But scrolling the document was, like, impossible because, like, you know, you were able only to switch it like slides. So the next step here was to use actually the LibreOffice kit. So LibreOffice kit. That came from the need of the mobile and web applications is actually some kind of API for LibreOffice that allows you to simply access the functionality of LibreOffice from C or C++. And it allows you to draw parts of the document into tiles. So, like, you split the entire documents into, like, 256 to 256 pixels tiles, and then, like, you can request them. You can request them, like, by absolute coordinates. So, like, the theory is that, like, when you just want to fetch something from the document, you say, okay, well, I need it from over here, over there. And then you have some, like, composition that, like, composes that into something that looks like the document, which was great. It functioned nicely, and like, later it was extended to actually, like, that the editing worked too. It meant that, like, all the stuff had to be updated so that, like, when the user actually types something into the document, like, that the part that where the user actually typed is invalidated, and new tiles are actually fetched for this area, which was done by Miklos. So this is what we had in 2015. The problem of this was that, oh, didn't I skip something? I did. Yeah, the important part of this was that that actually, like, the compositing of these tiles into to form something like the document was done in Java. We have reused code, or Tomáš has reused code for this from Mozilla, which had this Fennec prototype at that time,